My name's Alan Dunlop. I'm founding director of FAME Mission. FAME Mission was launched 20 years ago in Kenya, East Africa, by my wife and myself. We left a settled ministry of 20 years duration and went to the field to pioneer a new work among people who were less fortunate than ourselves. There were many things happened, and especially in those early days. Things were primitive, much more primitive than they are now. 20 years has made a big difference in communications, in transport, whatever. But I remember one incident. I had come from the local town, which was 26 miles away. My transport was an old Land Rover, which had come from UK, had been based at the sea coast, and the bodywork and the chassis work bore the scars of that. But it was a set of wheels, and I was grateful for it at the time. But I had arrived home very late one night from a delivery somewhere, and I was exhausted, absolutely exhausted. And I came up the hill to the clinic, about to turn into the gate, when I saw this wheelbarrow at the gate and a man standing between the shafts of the wheelbarrow. So I stopped in front of the wheelbarrow and went, and there was a woman, a very small woman, in the wheelbarrow in the fetal position, a young woman. And she was lying literally in a pool of blood. And she'd been wheeled there through the bush. That was a favourite mode of transport for anyone who was not mobile. They wheeled a wheelbarrow in and wheeled her out, or wheeled them out again. And it was obvious to me that the woman was in a serious condition. And tired though I was, exhausted, weary, I loaded her into the back of my truck, the Land Rover, and drove another 26 miles back to the town in late at night. I saved her life. That was twice I saved that same woman's life. I still see her, and she would wave at me as we go by. It would be nice if somewhere along the way the light of the gospel shines upon her soul. But at least I know that I've tried, and the life she has now, she owes it to FAME Mission and the fact that we were present on the field.